hands-on relationship with God. And that's the point. You honor your parents because they represent God to you. I have seen in my few years in the ministry the tremendous problems that are caused by parental relationships with kids. When there is a problem in a marriage, the first thing I talk to each party about is, tell me about your folks. First thing I do, I don't put them on the couch and psychoanalyze them, but if there are deep problems with one or either partner in a marriage, I say, let's talk about your folks. It doesn't mean it's their fault, but the relationship, I have never once seen it, and I know I will someday, I have never once seen it, that a problem, a deep set problem in a marriage, didn't harken back to a relationship with parents in some way. A misunderstanding, an understanding, a situation that couldn't be coped with. A bad image of what a husband or a father is supposed to be. A bad image of what a woman or a marriage is supposed to be. We pass down things to our kids on an incredible level. Theologically, we talk a lot about Calvinism and Arminianism, about eternal security. I've never counseled one person who had a problem with their relationship with the Lord and eternal security for whom it was a theological problem. Every time I've met somebody and talked to somebody who said, I just don't know if I'm saved, I just keep doubting it, first question I ask is, tell me about your dad. And every single case, every last one, they've had a father whom they couldn't please. And you know what? You can't please your earthly father, that's how you think of your heavenly father. I just don't know. They weren't secure in their father's love. And when you're saved, all of the feelings that you have towards your parents, whether you knew it or not, you put those on God because that was the closest you could come to God. And your whole life is led, by the way, sorting those things out and saying, well, maybe I shouldn't have dumped all those things on God. My heavenly father isn't like my earthly father. My heavenly parents and my heavenly father isn't like my mom and dad. But what happens with parents is they represent God to children. By the way, that's what makes abuse in a home so devastating. It's not the intimacy of the home is not only there, it reaches right down into the core of a child. And it's a horrible, terrible, pervasive problem. When I deal with women who are having a real difficulty in their marriage, women who just have a terrible time accepting who they are and what they are, have a terrible time intimately with their husband, at some point I'll draw them aside and try to gently ask them and say, was there a problem here? Because it's shocking the number of times that there was. Maybe not from a parent, but from someone in a family situation or someone close. That kind of abuse leaves deep scars that affect us. And the reason why it says honor your mother and father is because that relationship with your parents is a mirror of your relationship with God. And if you can't honor your parents, you can't honor God. And that's the truth. You cannot be right with people if you won't be right with God. And I'll tell you something, the way you treat people tells other people what you think about God. The way you treat your parents tells people what you think about God, truly. The way that you treat other believers tells them what you think about God. John put it best, he said, how can you say you love God when you hate your brother? You've never seen God, and that you say you love him, but you hate your brother. He said, who's going to believe you? We'll take some time next week to look at the last five of the commandments and to talk about the form. But by then, if you'll take some time just to learn them in order, and there will be a test next week. You think I'm kidding? Obviously not. Let's pray. Let's cough, and then we'll pray. Father, we thank you for everything that you've done and that you do. I pray tonight that we haven't presented your 10 laws as being hard and cold and fixed and distant, but they're your way of telling us how it is that we're to live what it is that you expect of us, who you are and what you want us to be. I pray, Father, that our testimony might be that our lives have been changed when we found out who you were, that we would never present to anyone here, especially those who might be here who don't know your Son, the idea that they can please you by keeping any law, that it's only by knowing you that they could begin to understand, much less to keep anything that you expect of them. And that, Father, every person that's here might have a desire to know you and to love you and to draw close to you. That what we say and do will be because of everything that you have said and done for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray.